Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, of his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Just trust in the Lord. Our Heavenly Mother said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May be done to me according to your word." It's important that we have learned from her this trust, the full will of God. Many times it seems against our desire, but just open our heart. Whatever the will of God, there's always blessing. Although we can see that our Heavenly Mother, all through her life, especially the years with Jesus, it wasn't a happy hour, because the people didn't receive Jesus. And then, as a mother, you can imagine, they reject Jesus, that means the people also reject her. But she's faithful. She followed Jesus all through, until at the end, at the foot of the cross. We thank Jesus to give her mother to us. Because on the cross, Jesus said to John, "This is your mother." And to Mary, said, "This is your son." So we are being called the children of Mary. Thank you, Jesus, for this gift. And thank you, Heavenly Mother, you accept to do the will of God. You give birth to Jesus. You trust, even though at that time, you don't know what to do. But you just say, your will be done to me according to your wish. So, let us learn from Mary this kind of openness, this one that we open the Lord. Jesus, we thank you to give your mother to us.